Vayter and Shas, we are on Daf Lamed Aleph, picking up on the top of the page, the brand new Mishnah. Now, we're going to talk about right now, wood. Are you allowed to take wood? Different types of wood you're allowed to take and where you're allowed to take it from. We're going to talk about two particular areas right now. One is from a field and one is a karfif. A karfif is an enclosed area. And now the Mishnah says, Mevim Eitzim in Asada, Mina Mechunas. You're allowed to go and take wood that's out in the field. And Rashi says it's Talush in the field. It's not connected, obviously. It's Talush. It's separate. And it's inside of the Chum. And we're talking about in Yontif. If it's Mechunas, as Rashi points out, that means that it was already gathered together. And Erev Yontif, you're Megali, your Das, it's Giloy Das, that on them you're a Somech, and therefore it's not Muksa. But if it's Mufuzer, then it's going to be Muksa, out in open fields. In the open field, if it's gathered together, then it's good. Umina Karfev, in an enclosed area, which is surrounded all around, then even if it's Mufuzer, you're still not going to be, you're not maxing your dasam, and it's okay to take. So in a karfif, a field minimum fuzzer. So the two extremes. One is an open field if it's gathered, and in a closed area if it's, even if it's scattered. Ezu karfif. Now, what is a karfif that we're talking about over here? Answer is, kol, that we're going to see two different opinions here, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Number one, Rabbi Yehuda, kol shesamach la'ir, anything which is close to the city. And Rashi says, mamish, meaning it's right there. That's different, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi omer, kol shenichnasim lo posachas, and that you go in there with a key, in other words, it's locked up. Vafilu b'toch tchum Shabbos, even if it's within tchum Shabbos, means b'sofa, at the very end of the tchum. The Gemara is going to spell out what exactly is going to discuss, what exactly we're talking about over here. Is he being mekel, is he being machmir? And I'll just tell you right away that it's going to end up saying that he's being more mekel on both sides. And that is what Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying, you can only take from a karfif which is next to the city. Rabbi Yossi says, yes, that's true. And you can even take it if it's at the edge of the city, as long as it has a lock on it. That's what the Gemara is going to come out with. Okay. So, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Einivim Eitzim Elamin Amuchunasim Shabakarfif. If you only take from the wood that's already gathered up in the karfif, right? So it says interesting because that's against our Mishnah, right? Rabbi Shmuel seems to be going machmir that even if in a karfif, it's got to be gathered. We said in the Mishnah, in a field if it's gathered, and in a karfif, in a closed area, open area if it's gathered, and in a closed area, even if it's not gathered. Now it seems to be more machmir, and it's saying, Rabbi Shmuel, the aim of Vinaitzim elamin amuchunasim shabakarfif. It's got to be the double whammy over there. I have an antanim in a karfif field min fuzar, and we learned in our Mishnah that if it's a karfif, even if it's a fuzar, even if it's scattered. So what's going on? It says, our Mishnah is a Das Yachid, and therefore we don't actually go with it. The Tanya is really in a Braisa. Umber of Shimon ben Elazar, lo nechlu b'sham beis hillel al mufuzar and shabasados. B'sham beis hillel are not arguing at all when it comes to when it's a mufuzar in the field. That's the opposite extreme. It's scattered in open field. Shem avian, for sure you can't take. Val mechunasim shabakarfif, and if it's gathered in a karfif, shem avian, that you can take it. Aman nechlu, what's a machlokas? Alamufuzar and Shabakarfif, when it's scattered in the Karfif, Valamuchunas and Shabasadas, so they gathered in the field. Bishamim Loyavi, you gotta have both gathered in a Karfif. Bishilamim Yavi, you're allowed to have even one of the two, and then you're good to go. But that's Rav Shimon Malazar, and that is, that's our Mishnah. But when we started off, they're saying, Rav Yudam Shmuel, that it's gotta have both. That's more like we go with in our Mishnah. We don't go like in the end, that's a Das Yachid. Okay, Amarava, Alei Kanav, Alei Gafanav. Let's say if you have leaves that are from reeds or leaves from vines, which are very, very light, Rashi says, and therefore they get blown away, blown easily in the wind. Afal Gav, Demichnefei, Lahu, Mosfei, even if you have it gathered together and they're lying there, right there. If a wind would come, it would go and it would blow it all over the place. It's considered like it's mufuzar right now, assuming it's usar. Rashi says, even if they're not scattered, even if it stays right there, you come before it was there and still it's there, since you had a mind, it's probably going to get blown away. You didn't have a das that you're going to use it, therefore it's going to be muksa. However, if you go ahead, if you were to put a kli on it the day before, right, so that in the case that you know it's not going to move, it's going to stay there, then shapur dami, then it's going to be fine. It's not considered muksa, and you're good to go. Next one, Mishnah Izu Karfev. What's considered a Karfev? So we said the two different ways that we saw it. Either it means it's right next to the city, Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Yossi says that outside, at the edge of the city, if it has a key on it. It has lock and key. Ibai luhu, hechi kamar. What exactly is going on over here? Kol shesamach le'ir. V'hu de isle posachas doesn't mean that you need, it's got to be, it's samach liir, and it's got to be that it needs a key. V'asa Rav Yossi lemeimar, and Rav Yossi, who's coming after Rav Yehuda, right? Kevin the isle posachas says, no, once it has a key, afilu b'soch Shabbos nami, it could even, tzchum Shabbos nami, it could even be not just samach, it could even be further away. Is that what he's coming to say? The Yehuda says that you need a lock and key even when it's close, and he's saying no. If you, once you're with a key, they can be further. Odil mahachka. Maybe what it's saying is kol shesamach leir bein the isla pasachas bein the isla pasachas. Whether if it's close to the city, then if it has a key or it doesn't have a key, it's fine. It's good to go. V'asav biyosi lemeimar. This is coming to say afilu b'toch chum Shabbos, even if it's within chum Shabbos, dafka the isla pasachas, but it's got to have a key. Aval lesle pasachas, if it doesn't have a key, then afilu samach leir namilo. Then even next to the city, it also wouldn't be good. And he's being even more. Machmir. As the Gemara Toshema, Mitgatani Rabbi Yossi Omer, from the fact that Rabbi Yossi comes and says, Kol shenichnasin lo b'posachas, afilo b'soch tchum Shabbos, says anything that you can use with a key, even if it's in tchum Shabbos, even if it's at the very edge of it, Shema Mina, we learn from here, Rabbi Yossi Tarti Lekula Kamer. He's coming to speak Lekula in both cases, Shema Mina. That if it's within, if it's very close to the city, then even, like we said in the beginning, like we explained, if it's very close to the city, even if you don't have a key on it, a lock and key on it, then you're fine, you're good to go. And if it's further out, then you're good, even if it's further out, as long as it has a key. Amar Rav Sala, Amar Rav Yirmi, Halacha, Rav Yossi, Lahakel, Lahakha is like Rav Yossi, and it is Lahakel, meaning to say, if it's close to the city, then in the Karfeif, then we're good to go, and if it's far away from the city, then as long as, if you have a key on it, then that also is going to be something which is okay.
Zucked the next Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah is going to get into a discussion, and the Gemara is going to try to figure out, is this a melacha issue, or is this a mukta issue? In other words, is the issue that we're about to deal with, that we're worried, therefore, you can't use certain things because of melacha, or is the issue only going to be, no, it's not a melacha shtickle, this entire discussion is about mukta. Let's take a look. Ein levakenetzen lo min hakoros, velo min hakoros shenishma b'yomtov. You're not allowed to go ahead and chop up wood, either from Koros, which Rashi says we're talking about here, Lefisugi Shel Gemara, he misprayed. It's just the Gemara is going to explain what's going on. Velomina Koros Shenishbri Yontif, and not from a beam that broke on Yontif. Ve'ein Mivakin Lobakar, we're going to see the reason is simple because if it's Koros, if you have these things of wood just set aside, it's usually for building. And a Koros Shenishbri Yontif is it was already Muksa before Yontif, well, being a Shmash, therefore it's Muksa even though it broke on Yontif. Ve'ein Mivakin Lobakardom, you can't go ahead and you're not allowed to chop up the wood. With a Kardom, Veloba Megera, Veloba Magal, Ella Bekofitz. It can't be with a axe, a kardom, or with a megira as a saw, or a magal as a sickle. A sickle looks like the letter C, and it's used to, like, you know, harvest wheat. Ella bikofit. You can only use the butcher's knife. Rashi explains that the other ones are used for doing some sort of malacha dikatzach, or it's used like with an uman. But when it comes to the kofits, it's a sakin, it's a knife that is used by the butchers. And that's something which is not used by any sort of uman, as Rashi says. But Gemara Omiu is stame lav and mechas umanhu, and therefore you're allowed to go and you're allowed to use it. Question is about the kofitz. Does the kofitz have only one side or two sides? And that we're going to see in the Gemara by the end, by the next mission almost. I have omer reisha in vakin klal, and the reisha says you're not allowed to do this, right? You're not allowed to go and chop up the wood. Now Rashi says savrua the time of the masisin la misha muksa. They think at this point that it's not because of muksa, and it says in mevakin eitzim elam misha malacha, v'tircha. That's the reason why you're not allowed to do it. And then you say, but you're allowed to do it with certain things. So what's going on over here? You made a mistake. This is actually not talking about malacha, but this is an issue of what? The time of the race is because of muktza. So chasir mechsa v'achikitan is what it means to say. Ein mevakin min asavar shel koros. You're not allowed to go ahead and cut from a savar of koros, and those are beams of wood that are set aside and stacked up and is going to be used generally for binyan, for building. V'lo min hakoros shenishbra b'yomtov, or not from a beam that broke on yontif, and even though now you could use it for burning, that's what it'd be used for, since b'nei shmashas it was muksa, therefore it retains the status of muksa. Aval mevakin min hakoros shenishbra b'erev yontif, something broke erev yontif, therefore then you would be allowed to. U'kishay mevakin. And when you go and you do and you chop it off, and you chop it up, emavakin lo bekardov, lo bemagav, lo megera, which are things which are used by umanin, by an uman, elabakofits, you use the knife of a of a butcher. Tanya not miyachi v'brayso support this aim of akim eitzim lo mina saver shel koros v'lo mina koros shenispera b'yom tov. I don't know if I said beep. Beep, turn the page. Maybe I did. I remember. Line off the base, but we already turned. Anyway, aim of akim eitzim lo mina saver shel koros. You can't do it from the beam, the stacks of beam. V'lo mina koros shenispera b'yom tov. L'fishenu min emuchan, because it's not already set aside. Therefore, it is a muksa issue that we are dealing with. Okay, next one Mishnah says v'lo b'kardim. You can't use a card. You can't use an axe. I'm Rav Chinna bar Shalmiya bar Shlam. Amar Rav Chinna bar Shalmiya Mishmei Derav. Lo Shana ben Nakva Shelo. There is two sides to this axe. One side of the axe was the Nakvus, was the Nakeva of it. Rashi says Barosh Harachav. It was wide. Shekotzim bo Eitz Lerachbo. The Dami Lamelchus Uman. That's considered like a Melchus Uman. Aval Bezachus Shelo. When it comes to the Zachus, which is literally the male of it, meaning Barosh HaKatzer, it comes to like a point, or it's more, it's much smaller, much narrower. Shemavakim bo Eitzim Mutter. That's used in order to chop up wood. That's something which is mutter to use. So when it says you're not allowed to use a kardam, it's only talking about with the wide part, but with the narrow edge, the other side, you're allowed to use it. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, of course, the kofetz tanan, it says you're allowed to use a kofetz, and the kofetz, we know it's shtickle, the way it was made up, it was more katsar, and this is like a katsar also, so why should you think not like that? And this is Gemara Ma'od, the tema, hani mili kofetz v'chidei, maybe it's only a kofetz. Av a kardam a kofetz, but when it came to a kardam and a kofetz, meaning it has a double edge on both sides. I would say, since this side is usher, this side is also usher. Come on, come to tell you that's not the case, and therefore you're allowed to use the part which is katsar. All right. Viga the Masala Sefer, someone learned this shtickle on the Sefer, meaning the following. Ella b'kofetz. When you're dealing with a kofetz, the only thing you're allowed to do is the butcher's knife. Amar Rav Chinana bar Shalmiya. Mishmei derav lo shana lebezach shelo. We only said this in reference to its narrow side of the butcher's knife. Aval benakva shelo aser, but in the wider side it's aser. Rashi points out apparently in their town even the butcher knife had two sides. One was narrow, one was wider. Says the Gemara pshita. Obviously you can only use the one that's the narrow side and not the other side. Velo bekardim tanan. It says you know that it's a kardim axe, which is the wide side. So clearly, which is wide, so clearly you can't use the wide side of a butcher's knife. There's a Gemara, no, the theme I would have thought, the flip that we said before. Hani mili kardim, I'm talking about a kardim, of a kofetz, a kardim, but if you have a kofetz which has a narrow and a wide, aim amigo da hagi sashar, then I would say, since this side, the narrow side is mutter, hagi sanami shar, the wide side would also be mutter, kumash malam, because I tell you, no, only the narrow and not the wide side. Zok the next Mishnah. Bayis shehu mali peris. If you have a house which is full of fruit, v'nifchatz, and then it gets opened up. Now, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about it's totally sealed. It's completely closed off on all sides. But then what happens is that on Yontif, it ends up getting opened up. Noto mimakom ha-pesach, you let it go and take from the place where it opened up. Now, what's the issue here? The issue is that maybe we'd have thought that since the building is completely closed off, it's like a, you know, just imagine it's like a small, tiny little, you know, house, little brick, like storage unit that's totally closed off on all sides. And then if you'd said, okay, it's Muksam Achmas Isser, why? Because I'm not open on Yontif, and therefore I was misiach my das from actually being able to do it because I'm not able to open it in the first place. You know, it's a daraisa of sosir. You can't go ahead and break such a thing like that. So we're saying, Rashi says that kevin de lo ave psichaso isir daraisa. It's actually not an isir daraisa, like we're going to see in the Gemara, that actually this closed off building is not completely sealed. There's no cement in between. There's a bunch of bricks that are stacked on each other with no cement in between. Therefore, it's actually not maxi yourself from das, and therefore you're allowed to go ahead and have it. You're allowed to end up having it. So it says, "Not to make a pesach in place where it opens." So Meir Omer, "Pasech lechatchila v'notza." You're even allowed to go and open it up lechatchila. Just take a brick out and go ahead and take from it. Gemara is going to explain what that means. Now, for like the Gemara, "Amai, why do we say you're allowed to just take a brick off? All because soser ola, you're doing soser, isn't that an iser to do soser?" And says Gemara, "Amar of Nachumi bar." Ada Amar Shmuel, ba'avira de livne, like we said, we're dealing with stacks of bricks. It's cedar shel avanim below tit. There's no cement in between the bricks. It's just stacked up. And therefore, since it's just stacked up, therefore, there's not a problem of going ahead and taking it off. He says, there's not an issue over here of soser. Pekhtimar Aini, is it really true? V'amar of Nachman, fine. It's not necessarily a raisa, but at least they're a banan. It's muksa. Halivne di yathem b'minyana. If you have leftover bricks from a when you go in your building, Rashi says, "Shinishtari lo la'achas gomer binyano." You have bricks in a single line after you finish construction. Shari l'tal t'linu b'shabbos. You're allowed to go out and you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Why? Because now it's not for binyan anymore. Rather, it's going. You sit on it. And there's a Torah's kli on it. Hol v'chazi l'mizgei alayus. Since you go and sit, shraginu But if he goes ahead and he takes seven, Rashi says Sidron, Zul, Alzu, he stacks them up one or the other, then you're Megali or Das, that you're being maxed them for Binyan, and therefore it's Asala Taltel. And our Mishnah, and Masnisa Nami, Nista Midura Banan, Shaharei, Mitaltelin, it should be an issue of Stira Dura Banan. Vaday Akzinu, and therefore you for sure had a mind to set it aside, and therefore why are you going to marry? You're allowed to take it off. Amar Avzera be Yom Tov Amru. This whole thing is talking about in Yontif. Aval b'Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, lo. Aval lo b'Shabbos. But you're right, he wouldn't let him on Shabbos. Now, why would he allow it in Yontif? Rashi says, Hit the Rebbe Meir, kiven dem de Rabbananu, since it's just the Rabbanan, the Aser, umishim simchas Yom Tov Shari. Shari mutter bochel nefesh. You're allowed to do ochel nefesh. You're even allowed to do the raises for the simchas Yom Tov. So clearly allowed to do the Rabbanan to take away a brick, pick it up and move it, even though it's muksa, to go get the food. Avalola Shabbos, mishum tiltul, kirev Nachman. Not on Shabbos, which is tiltul, like Rav Nachman said. Tanya Nami Achi, everybody's going to support this, or Meir Omer, Af Posech HaChadchil, if not, you let it open up the Chadchil and go take from it. B'yom Tov Amru, Avalo B'Shabbos, only on Yontif, but not on Shabbos. Let's talk a little more about Soser, shall we? Amar Shmuel, Chosmos Shebekarka Matir. When you have, what they used to have is, there was these ropes that were tied to the ground, and they were also not only on the ground on one side, the other side was attached to some sort of cover or some sort of door that they would have over over a Rashi says kigon dlosos pischei boros umaora, the top of a pit or a cave, hasgurim bekishrei chavalim, and they would close it off with the knots. You're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to untie that. Isn't that an issue of matir? This is a melacha d'oraisa known as matir. It says matir is a kesher. The whole lav. Now, why are you allowed to be matir this kesher over here? The reason why you're allowed to do it is because this is not a kesher shel kayama. The only d'oraisa, the iser of matir is if it's a kesher shel kayama. But over here, it's constantly being knotted, unknotted, in order to open it and close it. Therefore, it's not a problem. Avalom afkial velo choseich, but you can't go ahead and unravel or cut the rope that's connected to the ground. Says Rashi, achevel listor avoso gedilaso. The hastira here. Now let me go ahead and cut the rope or unravel the rope itself, because that's soser. V'yeh stira b'binyan shel karka. And there is such a thing of soser by a binyan that is on the ground. Shebakelim mutter umafkia v'choteich echad Shabbos v'echad Yontif. So you're not allowed to unravel it if it's attached to the ground. But if it's not attached to the ground, but rather you have over here, it says shebakelim, it's going to be mutter. Rashi says, for example, if you have a box that's tied up through a kesher, v'chevel matir, chevel matir, mafkia v'chotech, de'ein stir b'kelim, there's no binyan or stir in kelim, and therefore you can go and you can unravel that, mafkia, you can do that, you can v'chotech, you can cut it. Echot Shabbos, yantif, whether it's Shabbos or it's yantif. Unbelievable. The Gemara is going to go on now to start to question. This is going to take us in a series of back and forth, which is going to open up into the next stop. So we're going to stop over here, my friends. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.